I'm not sure we should really be introducing you to my next guest, because he could well be after my job soon. Andrew Jackson comes from the small Derbyshire village of Amberston, between Shardlow and Ulverston. But this Friday, he'll be on a slightly bigger stage. Andrew is hitting the national airwaves on BBC Radio 1. His student radio show in Manchester won him a Best Male Presenter Award, and presenting at Radio 1 was part of his prize. So I just think he's rather excited about it. Let's find out, because he's actually there at the minute. He's working at Radio 1 all this week. So he joins us from London now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andy. How's it going?
All right. Oh, yeah. You're excited then?
Very excited, mate. Very, very excited. It's going to be sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Well, like I say, unless I start anything in your job.
It could be the start of a career, yeah.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So, I mean, you've obviously been doing all right anyway on student radio.
Yeah, no. I've up in Manchester, where I'm at university, Fuse FM up there, and been doing that for a couple of years, and this is sort of the culmination of it. This is what I've been awarded with.
Tell me about the awards then, and how it all came about. Presumably you had to enter some material, did you?
Yeah, we had to hand in like a 4-minute demo tape and a sort of a side of A4 of why you should win. And I sort of when did I do that? That was last June, and the awards were in November. Last broadcast I was doing sort of 2 hours, doing two shows a week, which is 4 hours a week over two of our 4-week broadcasts that we have.
Yeah.
one in September, one in February, and so it did mean sort of sifting through 32 hours worth of radio to try and find that, you know, that special 4 minutes, which I think could do it for me. But obviously sitting inside while it was sunny outside in June obviously paid off.
Yeah, well, clearly. And you know, a week at Radio 1, and is it just one show that you're doing though?
Yeah, just the one show, the early breakfast show.
But that is a huge audience, isn't it? Do you know how many people you'll be broadcasting to?
Well, it's in the run-up to the Chris Moore slot, which has been done by Scott Mills this week. But I should imagine it's a few more than the 8 square miles of Manchester that I broadcast to.
Yeah, probably a few more than you're broadcasting to now as well. So what are you going to do on the show? I mean, yes, there's music, isn't there? But it's all about what you say too, isn't it?
It is, especially on Radio 1. We'll be following the sort of the format which is they have for the early breakfast show quite closely for the most of it. I mean, they have a listener's request parts at the beginning, and then they have a battle track, and there's a bit of chat and a few competitions. But I'll be doing it with my housemate and producer Dan, and we'll get some banter going and normally have a nice sort of bit to and fro between us, and hopefully get the listeners involved too.
So why do you think you've done so well? What do you think you have that the others didn't?
How do I say that without sounding arrogant?
probably with difficulty, but
yeah.
Give it a go anyway.
Well, I listened to a few of the people I was up against. They'd entered for the previous awards, and I'd noticed that I didn't sound like them, which is why I thought I wasn't in for a chance at all. And so I was great to be nominated, you know, top six, that'll do for me. I'll go and enjoy the awards, and with all the glitz and glamour that came with it. But obviously what set me, the fact that I did sound different to them obviously set me apart in a good way rather than a bad way. I think me and Dan have a great sort of a to and fro. It's just basically like you're sitting next to me in the pub and you just happen to be there on the side of the table while me and Dan are having a conversation. Yeah. And then you can join in too. So I think maybe that's what comes across well.
Well, Andrew, good luck. And obviously we'll watch out for your name in the future as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Andrew Jackson then doing rather well with his show on Radio 1. Bit of a